My parents had left to go grocery shopping, and they left Marie with us. I don't know what they were thinking. My parents knew the beating Sean gave me. I was 15. He was 16. I lived in my room. By then, I'd learned to never open the door. No matter who was on the other side of the door, all conversations were conducted through my door. I only left my room to use the bathroom, and even then I had to execute a carefully laid out plan. It was a necessary risk. Fortunately, I didn't eat or drink very much. My parents and half-brother mocked me. They ridiculed me when they heard me talking to Eric. They mocked me when I left my room. My mother was just like my half-brother in that regard. I would build up the nerve to leave my room and attempt to socialize and would be greeted with jeering remarks from my mother and half-brother. "Well, look who emerged from her cave!" Without a word, I turned right back around and withdrew back to my room. When they heard me crying, my mother openly scolded me. "You deserve it," my parents said. "You provoke him. Boys will be boys." Got it. Males beat on women. Lesson received loud and clear, and Sean kept on beating me and my cats. Marie had never seen Sean like this. She'd never known what the daily nightmare I lived. I learned to hide my problems well. Sean got in that day, and he came at me. Marie stood crying as Sean shoved me against the wall and slammed his fist into my head. My head hit the wall and bounced back into his fist. He punched my head back into the wall, but it only ricocheted back, again and again. He punched me, and my head bounced between the wall and his fist, 7, 8 times, over and over until I fell. He hit me, and I took it. I heard Marie screaming. She was watching. "I can handle the pain. I can take the hits." But Marie... The pang fired off shots of heat, and the sensation of warm blood seeping down my face followed. More fire, and the hits kept coming, and Marie kept screaming. Then all at once, I stopped feeling it, and there was no pain. It was like I slipped into Ireland right there under his fist. I felt him touch me, but there was no pain. With the pain gone, I could feel the strength to stand, to move. I was elated that he couldn't hurt me despite beating me with his fist. It permitted me to feel anger. I couldn't help but feel the victor. I was elated. Through my strands of hair, I looked up at him as he pounded me with his fist, and I smiled. He looked horror-struck and paused. Marie stole that moment to pull at his back. I saw her crying for my sake. "Leave her alone. Don't kill her," Marie shrieked. Sean forgot about me and turned his rage to Marie. "No." He grabbed her hair and a cray sank in me. It made me an animal and I saw black. I can take the hits. I can take the beatings and the abuse and the torture. I can handle the war. Not her. Not Marie. I stood. I stood like he had never touched me. Like I had never been beaten down. Sean fisted his hand into Marie's hair and she screamed. That's all I needed to hear. As he dragged her through my room by her hair, I grabbed the scissors from my desk and I lunged. I stabbed him and drove the blade into his shoulder. He could beat me. I could take it. No one touches my sister. Not Marie. Yelping, he released her and stumbled. He hauled off and punched me. I dropped the scissors and fell. I didn't feel it, but I lost my balance and hit the floor. When I looked up again, he had Marie by the hair and had dragged her out of my room. He closed my door and was gone. I heard her screams. I listened to Sean slam her door closed and then silence. I had to make sure he wouldn't harm her, and if I moved, he may just go after her to rile me just like he did my cats. I had no idea what he would do to her. I had no doubt he would kill me. I slowly opened my door and peered into the hall. Sean was gone. Marie opened her door and looked at me. She was frail and shaking. She looked so small. She'd never known fear like this. She was only 11, and this was my world, my reality. I would give anything for her to have never seen it. "Elizabeth?" Marie whispered through sobs. I signaled, and she ran to me and held me. "Come on," I said, and led her to our parents' room and the phone. I dialed my grandparents' number. Too late.